Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3-7569. This is kind of a very weird day in history. I was looking at this, and I know tomorrow is income tax day, so I thought in honor of that, we'd maybe have a thing about what you'd like to see your tax dollars go for, being specific, all right? And what you think you just assume not have your tax dollars go for. I should probably tell this story tomorrow, but it just popped into my head, so I guess I'm taking it doing it this very moment. That when I worked in San Francisco, I had this kind of pool thing on my phone in the studio where you could call it. It was a poll; it would count, and so you could give out one phone number for saying yes and one phone number for saying no. Right? It's kind of like, you know, Dancing with the Stars. It was Waltzing with the Shrink, I guess we could call it. So it was a fun thing to do, and I could get kind of instant. I used to call them Dr. Joy Brown's telephone polls. Get it? Ha ha ha. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so one of the ones that has stuck in my memory was I asked people if they knew that they would never get caught, would they cheat on their income tax?
Mm.
Something like 92% said they would. The second question, I mean, that doesn't surprise me all that much. You know, it was a pretty hefty percentage. The second question I asked is, if you knew that your neighbor was cheating on their income tax, would you turn them in? And 75% of people said yes.
Wow.
So that means I'm, you know, you. If I can't get away with it, you can't get away with it. If I can get away with it, that's okay, but I'm still going to turn you in. Yeah. I thought
I'm
that was
get
one
away
of the
from
most.
It, and then I'm going to snitch on you.
I'm going to turn you in. I'm going to rat you out.
Wow.
But that was one of my favorite all-time things because, I mean, probably people like, you know, other people who aren't psychologists would never ask the second question, right? But that's why I'm a psychologist. So I sort of do that. But it absolutely fascinated me. So I'm perfectly willing to do it, but, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And I'm gonna nail you. So there you go. Also, let me just mention here, I'm getting a lot of requests, which is it's very flattering. I really appreciate it that people write and say, you know, I'd really like to see you in private practice, and, you know, I'll pay whatever you suggest, and which I really appreciate. And I am licensed, so I suppose, but I don't know how you collect it from your insurance company. And I would be so expensive, and I do appreciate it. But, folks, call the 800 or the 855 number, because I know it's not quite as private. But, you know, quite often it'll at least give you a shove in the right direction. And understand, in therapy, you know, I haven't done therapy with people for a while. I'm not nearly as interactive as I am on the air, right? Because therapy is a different kind of modality. I would like to think that what we do on the air is helpful, and sometimes process really does occur, but it's a very different kind of thing. And my concern is that number one, you'd be disappointed. Number two, technically there's not a really good way of doing it. I don't really have an office that you could come to at this moment. And I'm not sure I really want to make a house call. And is this really what you want to have happen? Overheard at Starbucks. I mean, you know, there's some logistical issues. You know, I would have to charge you so much money you'd be unhappy. You'd be disappointed in me. So, I appreciate the confidence. I appreciate it's very flattering, and I appreciate the trust. But the best way to get in touch with me is just call me, and you can say, well, people recognize my voice. I'm not sure, first of all, that they would. I mean, the program is international. Put a handkerchief over the phone if you need to. You can certainly use a different name. You just have to remember the name that you're using. So when I say, hi, Manny, you say, oh, is that me? We can even tolerate that, I suppose. But understand, I can be helpful to you on the air. I admit it, it's not quite as private, but I mean, think about the things that people have talked about on the air, that there's the issue, look, the major issue about privacy is always shame, right? I'm embarrassed about this. But presume there isn't shame with you guys, that, you know, that I'm, unless you're having an affair with somebody and wanting to brag about it, I'm not going to nail you. I'm going to help you as much as I can. I'm going to help you to look at things in a different way. Hopefully give you something at the end of the phone call you didn't have at the beginning. And it's free, as opposed to hundreds of dollars, all right? So I appreciate it. I'm flattered. It's been going on my entire career. It sort of goes through peaks and valleys, and I do appreciate it. But take advantage of the free part, all right? And if nothing else, you'll have better tools to go and talk with the therapist who your insurance will probably cover, right? All righty, 855-99-37569. For some unbeknownst reason, it's National Dolphin Day. I have no idea. It's also National Pecan Day, which I don't think dolphins like pecans. National Ex-Spouse Day. I'm sure that ex-spouses don't like dolphins. And National Pan-American Day. So who knows? I mean, if you put this all together, it means get a dolphin to give a pecan a pecan shell to your ex-spouse, so they'll have to go to Pan-America to get their teeth redone. That's the only thing I can figure. Not bad, though, huh?
That's a pretty good tie-in.
It's alarming to give me all sorts of things that are not related to one another, because I'll, you know, all right. Today is a weird day in history. All right, the first abolition society in North America, the Society for the Relief of Free Negroes Unlawfully Held in Bondage, is organized in Philadelphia by no less than Benjamin Franklin and Benjamin Rush, whom I don't know. I do know that, because this is, I've told you guys this before, that my voice is the voice of the suffragette at the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. Okay? The Liberty Bell has only been used twice as an icon for a group. The first was actually abolitionist, Benjamin Franklin, 1775. And the second was the suffragette movement, hence my voice, being the voice of the suffragette. So there you go. If you haven't been to Philadelphia, and Philadelphia is a great place to go for a weekend. They have lots of bed and breakfasts and go to Liberty Hall, and it's a walk-around city. I went when it was snowing, but given this kind of winter, that could have been any time from what?
Could have been last week.
Yeah, it could have been yesterday. So, all right. So the Society for the Relief of Free Negroes Unlawfully Held in Bondage, which is actually a slightly different issue, isn't it? This is that these are people who were not born into slavery. So it was actually a very limited society, if you think about it. Okay. In 1860, the first Pony Express rider reached San Francisco, 14 days late. Oh, that's a joke. They carried, in addition to the mail, a small personal Bible. I guess if you're riding across the unknown territory with people's mail, that you wanted as much divine intervention as you could possibly manage. Abraham Lincoln was shot today, or tonight, I guess, more appropriately, in Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. He died yesterday, He died tomorrow. Technically, he was shot point blank range. He was gone before his pupils were uneven. They just needed to find out where everybody was, so they took him across the street. He was six blocks from the White House. They took him across the street because they could manage access, and he was already gone. But they said he wasn't, because they needed to find out where everybody was and find out where the Secretary of State, and they thought this was a widespread conspiracy, which it actually was. It's just that everybody else chickened out. If you get a chance to go to D.C., make sure you go to Ford's Theater. It's an extraordinary experience. Okay. The first ever commercial motion picture house opened in NYC using 10 kinetoscopes, a device for peep show viewing of films, in 1894. Think about that. Amazing. The Titanic hit an iceberg today. Sank on the 15th. The 15th has been the Ides of April for a long time, hasn't it? Income tax day. Black Sunday storm, the worst dust storm in U.S. bowl history. Some more stuff to tell you about. 1935. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569, which is Dr. Joy. If you forget it, the 855 is relatively easy, 99. And the rest of it, you can either write Dr. Joy out on your phone and then figure it out, or you can go to drjoy.com and it's there prominently displayed, all right? All righty, got it? All right, so I was talking about the fact that this is a very weird day in history and the fact that income tax day is tomorrow. I guess for the rest of the world, income tax day may not bother people as much as here. Although there are countries that have higher income tax day. As I said, the Pony Express, Lincoln was shot. First motion picture, the Titanic hit an iceberg. The Black Sunday storm was the worst dust storm in U.S. bowl history. Wait, if you think that's in Chicago in 1956, videotape was first demonstrated. So this is a big media day as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, depending on how you look at this, it's either very good news or very bad news. There was a tie for the Best Actress Award between, do you remember who this was in 1969? Katharine Hepburn and Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
They were probably both offended. I can't believe it. And this is a great story for those of us who are whining about the weather, and that would be me, that the heavy, in 1986, which is what, 29 years ago? It's hard to believe 86 is 29 years ago. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know.
The heaviest hailstone ever recorded, it weighed 2.2 pounds.
Wow.
Fell on the Gopalganj district of Bangladesh, killed 92 people.
Wow.
I remember in Denver, I don't think you get hail very much on the East Coast, but I remember living in Denver, and we would get, there's a picture of about this time of year in the backyard just covered with, and the hailstorms were huge at that point. They were about the size of maybe halfway between a 50-cent piece and a quarter. So they were big.
Mm-hmm.
And they're solid. They dented cars, they dented roofs, they knocked down tree branches, because this is already April.
Yeah.
But 2.5 pounds, 2.2 pounds.
We've gotten golf ball size hail here in Minnesota in the past.
Yeah, well, golf ball, yeah, I guess that would be almost a tennis ball, I guess. Although it doesn't say how large it was. They're just saying how much it weighed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I gotta think if it's over 2 pounds, I gotta think it's pretty sizable.
Well, that'd be like a grapefruit, right?
Yeah.
How much does a grapefruit weigh? Because the grapefruits are always sold by the pound, right? And I think so. A grapefruit is about 2.5 pounds, 2.2
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
I know. Can you imagine going outside and getting hit by a 2.5? I mean, that, how much does a brick weigh?
Yeah.
I mean, when you sort of try, 1 year, this is sort of a little far afield, but a couple of years ago, I was a narrator for Lighthouse for the Blind and at the circus. So we took like 100 kids to the circus, and they all had their own, it was sort of ingenious. I didn't set it up, but somebody did it. So it was... I spoke into a microphone, and they had their very own channel. I suppose that with cell phones, you in theory could do it now, and everybody had a receiver, so they could actually hear me describing the circus. And I probably spent as much time studying for that as I did to get into medical school, I swear to you. Because, I mean, think about how much a circus is dependent on size or shape or color. Or fire. So how do you describe something that's red to someone who's never seen the color red? How do you describe something that's 12 feet tall? And what I finally did is I would say it's three daddies tall or two daddies tall. And then at the end we took them up to meet the showgirls, and so they could see some of the or feel some of the costumes and feel the elephant's leg and the camels, and it was an extraordinary experience. But how do you define and describe things without scaring the living daylights out of it? It also made me absolutely aware of how much circuses, traditional circuses, count on fire. So it was an extraordinary experience. But how do you define things and describe them to people who've never seen without? I mean, it was a very interesting experience, and very. It also, that's one of my favorite pieces of information. Do you know the guy who invented the trapeze? It was a Frenchman, and his family owned swimming pools in Paris, and they had to open the windows to let the humidity out. And so, but do you know what his name was? This is very cool. You'll never guess, but once I tell you, you'll never forget.
Okay, what was the name?
Leotard. It's a true story. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
And he actually invented the wear that eventually bore his name because he didn't want to get caught. Obviously, he didn't want to have pieces of material caught in the pieces of the trapeze of the window that came down so he could open it. And he would just,
wow.
He was a gymnast. But isn't that cool? See, Matt, you'll never forget that. All right.
That is crazy.
So, all right, let's see what we've got on board today in terms of, I think we just put some new stuff up. As I said, apparently people were not thrilled to tell me who they thought the most important sports figure was in the last 50 or 100 years.
Nope. Doesn't look like not too many people. And in fact, I don't think we got any hits on that.
Well, boy, that's disappointing. I thought everybody would have somebody to nominate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. Today is Equal Pay Day, which is getting to be an issue because essentially it hasn't changed very much in years. Today symbolizes how far into the year women must work to earn as much as men earned in 2014. Which is depressing, since this is almost the day before income tax day, right?
Yeah.
It really is depressing. Gender wage gap has narrowed over the years. Women still earn 78 cents to every dollar earned by men, which is better. It was 67 when we first started paying attention. So that's gone up by, 10%? Mm-hmm. Not much.
Yeah.
But it is an issue. So basically, I think this is one of the things of how do women ask for more? How do they become better? And we're talking about at the same level, that with the same level of education, same level of experience. 1 year after graduating from college, women are paid 82% of the salary men receive. So from the get-go, and it's even, as someone said, more egregious because more women attend college than men, and they earn higher grades on average and graduate at higher rates.
Wow.
Not asking for money contributes to the widening gap. On average, women earn 78% of men's salaries over the course of a 40-year career. That can lead to a loss of almost $500,000. Your male twin could be on vacation from January 1st all the way to the middle of April.
Mm.
Make the same amount of money. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, Dr. Joy, I love your show.
Thank you.
My husband and I have a dilemma. We have a 19-year-old daughter graduating from high school, great girl, responsible, wonderful in every way. She wants to go on a four-day trip with her boyfriend, a couple of years older, and another actually older retired couple. They're going out of state to like a conference convention type thing.
Mm-hmm.
They actually would camp and be in separate tents. We're just really wrestling with this. We did not let her go to Beach Week because there would be no chaperones. We do realize she's going to college in the fall. She'll be on her own.
Do you think she's sleeping with her boyfriend?
No, she is not. I feel my husband says, you know, I'm very naive. I'm like 99% sure she tells me she's not, and she would have no reason to tell me different. And she.
Well, so do you think if they're camping that they're going to be sleeping together?
My husband feels that, you know, I'm very naive to think they wouldn't, but She has had every opportunity, as I tell him, to be active, being at home.
So what's the issue about them camping? If she were going with a girlfriend, would you let her go camping?
I would probably, you know, under the circumstances, if it was a safe place they were staying. But my husband feels that we are going against all the values that we have had in terms of...
But first of all, I mean, it sounds to me that he's kind of... You can't have it both ways. You can't both say you're naive to think they're not sleeping together, but we're not going to let them go camping because they might sleep together.
Why?
Either they are or they're not. If they are, it doesn't make any difference. If they're not, why would this make any difference? Not to mention, as you point out, they've had opportunities. They'll have lots of opportunities. And if you let her go with a girl, I mean, I certainly think it's important for both you and your husband, to have talked with your daughter about sex and birth control. And
oh, we have. I have at length, and I feel like she would, you know, discuss it with me if she needed that. We would, you know, certainly make sure that...
So what's the issue as far as your husband's concerned about letting them... Because it sounds to me that you're clear. You'd let them go.
I would let them go. I don't like the idea of them going on a highway, you know, 1,000 miles away. That's more my worry than...
How far away is she going to school?
About 3.5 hours. This would be about a 10-hour trip.
Well, but they're going with... Susan, we give them roots and wings, and God knows the hard part in the roots. What is your husband's concern?
I think his concern is that we have always had values and tried to set limits.
I know, but what does that mean in English?
He feels like we're being hypocrites, that we're telling her that we don't want her to... you know, be active and doing things, and yet we're turning right around and making this opportunity easy for her.
Well, then I think you should sit with her and say, look, as far as I'm concerned, you can go camping as long as two of you don't have sex.
Okay.
I think you guys have kind of lost sight of the forest for the trees, to be quite honest. Either they are or they're not.
Right.
If they are, it doesn't make any difference. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. She's 19 years old. If they're not, are they going to use this as an opportunity? Well, presumably they'd use an opportunity sooner or later anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, she's 19 years old. I just think that we give our kids an opportunity to take risks while we're still around to do something about them. If you guys sort of set yourself up and we're not going to let you do anything, what she's going to do is she's just going to stop communicating with you.
That's what I feel. And while I'm not giving my go-ahead, it's kind of like,
I think what you can say is, look, your sexuality is your own business. As you know, we feel uncomfortable about... Did you guys have sex before you were married?
No, okay. I did not.
Did he? Did your husband?
Absolutely, quite a bit.
So he just has a different standard for himself than he does for his child.
He absolutely does, and I pointed that out.
Good for you. Which I'm sure made him just snuggle up with you. All right, so here's the deal. I think it's okay to sit your daughter down and say... Your sexuality is your business, not ours. We would prefer that you don't have sex before you're married because that's our values. But you're going to have to figure out your own values. And our concern about giving you permission to go camping is it seems to me that we're moving against our own system of values, which is that we don't think you should have premarital sex. So if you're willing to not have premarital sex, then we feel comfortable about sending you. But or you could also say, we're sending you, but understand we're not giving you permission to have sex.
Okay.
It may occur to her, which it occurs to you and to me, that she's not asking your permission to have sex,
exactly.
Nor will she ever. But that sort of covers all your bases. So
right.
That you're saying, yes, we respect you. Yes, we're rewarding you for being a good and upright little girl. Young woman, yes, we understand that you're going to sooner or later probably have sex. It's going to be your choice, not ours. You're not going to ask permission. But don't confuse us giving you permission to go camping with us giving you permission to have sex, because we're not.
Okay.
So, and I think you can do that, and then you've covered all the bases.
That sounds good. That's pretty much the way I feel about it, and I will go back and reiterate that to
okay.
my husband.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And happy tense, I suppose. See, that's a tense situation. Get it? Okay. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind, John?
Well, I have an addiction to Vicodin, and I'm wondering if there's a way to get off of it without having to go through all the... You know, I have to work a full-time job, and it makes me very sick. I had hand surgery is what happened.
How long ago?
About 3 months ago. And so they had me, you know, on Vicodin day and night and everything, and trying to stop it. It's like I could get really, really sick if I don't take it.
Have you talked with your physician about it?
Yeah, she wanted to put me in the hospital.
Well,
and
that's not terribly helpful, is it?
My job,
So what if you said to her, "What? I mean, has she talked to you about lessening the dosage?
No. No, she said that she recommended that I go straight to the ER and check myself in as an addict. That's what she said.
And she's the one prescribing the medication?
It was my orthopedic doctor that did that. But she knows about it. She sent me to him, so...
John, you've got a holiday weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Do you live in the States?
I do.
Are you single or married?
Single.
Well, one of the possibilities I might think about, I mean, I think you've got several options here. Well, you need somebody who's more sophisticated about detox than I am. And certainly getting in touch with a psychopharmacologist, for example. And you could have you can call the surgeon and say, look, I feel like I'm addicted to Vicodin. I need to I don't want to go through detox. I want to get off Vicodin. Can you give me some ideas? Because there may be some other medications that can put you on. You may be able to cut the dosage. I just don't know enough about the effects of Vicodin to know. I mean, there's some medications that you can go cold turkey, and you're going to be sick. I mean, you're going to have essentially like a flu. It's not going to be any worse than that. It's not going to be a whole lot better than that. Because your body's going through detox, so you can have chills and kind of a runny nose and some aches and pains, and it doesn't last very long, and it's like a flu. And most of us have had the flu. We don't die from the flu. There's some medications, and I don't think Vicodin is one of them, but I don't know enough that I would do this, that there's some medications that you can get yourself in serious trouble going off of them. So what I would suggest you do, I mean, you have two options. One is to call the orthopedic surgeon today and say, look, I got a problem. I need to get off this. And because they're the ones who prescribed it, they may be more used to dealing with Vicodin. Second possibility is you can call up your local drug hotline and ask them. Third possibility is you can get yourself over to the emergency room tomorrow.
Right.
So you've got, you know, you'll have a relatively good start on it. And tell them that's what you need to do.
Okay.
All right? But I think it's a worthwhile goal, and I certainly wouldn't wait a whole lot longer. But I would also anticipate that getting off any drug that you're addicted to is going to make you uncomfortable.
Right.
It's not going to kill you.
Right.
All right? But I think you need more help than I can offer you.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Good luck, John. Yeah. And if you miss a day or two at work, if you were working and got sick, you'd miss a day or two at work.
Right.
All right, and I'd also change my primary care physician.
Gotcha.
All righty. Yeah, this whole issue about there are some drugs that the idea of detox has become so scary in our society, and I think partially because there are organizations that make a lot of money out of taking people into detox. Then sometimes it's justified. There are some drugs that you cannot go cold turkey on. It's incredibly dangerous. And there are some that you can. And as I said, this is not my area of expertise. I could probably tell you, you know, I could probably give you a partial list of both, which would be probably more dangerous than it's worth. But the idea being that you can find out. And, you know, when I think anybody puts you on a painkiller, what you need to do is say, look, I need to be on the least dosage that I could manage. If you've had a history in the past of any kind of drug reactions, including drug addiction, and it's one of those things that I'm really careful about, as I said, that I tend to have overreactions to drugs. And people tend to kind of be a bit dismissive, but I've actually had discussions with people. I had some foot surgery and said, you got to give me the lowest dosage you can. And he said, oh, right, right. And I said, I'm much less worried about the pain than I am about the fact that I just overreact. And they kept me, and this was outpatient surgery, and they kept me for 2.5 hours because my blood pressure dropped so low. So know who you are. Make sure that you're a consultant to your doctor. And when in doubt, get a professional opinion that knows a lot about drugs, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. And talking about drugs, it turns out that the drug prescription drug usage went up by almost 15% in 2014. I don't know that that's a good thing at all. I mean, they're saying that the amount of money spent went up considerably, but that may be due primarily to the hepatitis C drug that's pretty expensive. That's a pretty amazing drug. All right. Speaking of amazing, and on the same day that the Pony Express made its first run, 3D Robotics, which is North America's largest manufacturer of drone aircrafts, rolled out its newest technology. It's got a couple of new functions, and it goes on sale next month at Best Buy for around $1,000. In many ways, 3D Robotics is vying to take on DJI, which is a Chinese company, which is called the world's first smart drone. Last week, they unveiled its Phantom series of drones featuring a 4K video version. And days later, we've got upping the ante with a more aesthetically appealing and stylish ready-to-fly quadcopter that directly faces up to the Phantom in the flying side of things. All right, both have 1 gigahertz computers fitted in the remote controller and the other in the drone. The idea is that the new device has considerable power and space for smart features without taxing the core flight computer. It will be able to offer streaming of recording direct from a GoPro camera into your phone. Jeez.
Wow.
Other key features include comprehensive autopilot features, numerous cinematic flight modes, and a swappable modular accessory bay, which is a little worrisome.
Yeah.
Apparently, the quadcopter is simpler. The autopilot features in the drone will assist in keeping the device stable in the air while equipped for carrying the HD cameras aloft. They'll align together to simplify both the flying of the drone and aerial photography from the camera. Here, listen to this. They can be programmed to orbit a specified object in the air or to follow a specific flight plan. They're talking about construction and agriculture. I didn't want to think about the misuses of this. They basically, 3D Robotics has marketed and sold its technologies and devices through online sources. The Iris is available for $750 on Amazon. They said that the drones will go on sale at 400 of Best Buy's locations, which they affirmed in an email. It'll cost $1,000. Manufactured in China, gives us the ability to scale up to meet the needs of the consumer market. Founded in 2009, the company has been closely held. We're going to continue to build our products in Tijuana, which offers advantages such as being in the same time zone. Best Buy has been able to report back-to-back quarters of significant organic and sales growth, fueling praise for the company's turnaround. Wow. They're going to expand the retail chain's of assortment of consumer electronics, leveraging the mounting popularity of smart gadgets and devices. The retail chain will be able to add some incremental numbers to its top line in the coming quarters. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I mean, think... I mean, you can. There's a story about a family that's under investigation for letting their kids play in the park alone. All they need to do is park a drone there, right?
Yeah.
This is amazing stuff. Plus, a corollary story. I mean, this is kind of Brave New World, folks. As I said, I was around somebody a couple weeks ago who bought a drone because he bought it online, and I think he paid about $1,000 for it. It was an amazing kind of thing. And he said he thought that it was about to be outlawed, which clearly, if Best Buy is buying, you know, 400 Best Buy stores, I don't think it's going to be outlawed anytime soon. All right, now here's something that is perhaps a little bit more appealing, a little less scary. There's a robot chef that can cook dinner. In 2 years, it'll be available. They're called Moly Robotics. The world's first robotic kitchen, featuring a robot which can create top-quality dishes from scratch. 2 dexterous arms and hands made by the Shadow Robot Company, which are mounted above a kitchen surface but retract from view when not in use. Me too. The limbs, which have 24 joints and 129 sensors, faithfully reproduce the movements of a human hand, so they can cook food as well as a human chef. They actually prepared a bowl of crab bisque from a recipe created by Tim Anderson, who was the winner of BBC's MasterChef competition in 2011. He was recorded making the dish wearing motion sensor gloves, and the robot was then programmed to imitate his movements down to the tiniest detail. It's been programmed to create the bisque, but they say that they could have a robot available by 2017, which will come with a digital library of over 2,000 dishes and be programmed at around 10,000 pounds. So that's the euro is worth about a dollar, so maybe that's what it really is. So it's about 10 grand. Built-in motion capture cameras, so home cooks can 3D record themselves preparing their favorite dishes and upload them. I don't think they want to see me cook. I'm one of those that things get a little messy. We don't measure a whole lot. Apparently, it's household robotics is a growing market with about almost 3 million products, such as lawnmowers and vacuum cleaners, sold in 2013. There's a 35% increase on the year before. Boy, think about that.
Mm.
One of the 8 great technologies which could help build the British economy. IBM supercomputer Watson, which I remember Watson defeated 2 human grand champions to win the U.S. quiz show Jeopardy, was programmed to create a series of recipes using unusual combinations that humans would probably not consider trying but work together on a chemical level. I don't know. The cookbook of the recipes, which features such dishes as apple and pork kebab cooked with mushrooms, strawberries, and curry, and ale made with veal stock, is published today. Maybe not. The crab bisque, maybe. But, I mean, think about it. Would you get a robot to cook your food for you?
It would have to be really, really, really good at cooking something specific.
Well, they're saying that this is, you know, that they get the fancy chef to do it and have him do the same thing.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I would definitely want to test it out beforehand.
Listen, I don't even care if the food's crummy as long as I don't have to cook it. Actually, that's not true. I actually like cooking. It's kind of a silly thing to do, but what I can tell you. So
if it does, if it does the dishes too afterwards, then I'm all.
What's a good? Well, but you've got a dishwasher. You don't need a robot for that. All you have to do is put the stupid things in the dishwasher, silly boy. Come on, you silly person.
Well, sometimes you know
you don't need a robot. Yeah, I mean, you're telling me you want to.
Sometimes you cook certain things, and you've got to, before you put them in the dishwasher, you've got to, you know, let them kind of, you got to pour the dishwashing soap on it. You got to let it kind of soak before you even put it in the dishwasher. I'm whining.
Oh, please.
Whining, I know.
You're whining. This is the gender gap. This is the whiny gender gap as opposed to the pay gender gap. Oh, please, just soak the damn thing. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.